Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
I still haven't seen the Gru movie.
And Tim Kalpakis?
What is up, Riviera stylies?
Ooh, French Riviera?
Yes.
American Riviera?
What does Riviera mean, river? I'm sure we'll get into it later.
Yes, yes. No, good. Just tell us now, what does Riviera mean?
I don't know.
I thought it was like river era, like the era, you know, if you're in your river era, doing a lot of tubing.
Yeah.
Oh, like when you used to listen to like Weezer.
That was your river era. Stop it. I have no patience today.
Tim, you've been gone.
Since you've been gone.
Tim, you've been gone. Hey, come on now.
Yours was better because you worked in the thing. I just kind of sang the song. Go ahead, Jeff, ask your question.
I did.
When are you coming back?
Where you been? How you feeling?
Well, Timothy's gone. I forget my own song.
Where has Timothy gone?
I woke up
gone?
In the morning, and where has Timothy gone? I've been gone.
Do you actually have a segment prepared, or are you just going through the song?
No. I've been sort of, I guess you would call me a globetrotter this past month, but the globe really only just kind of goes to like Detroit and New York. And Louisville, Kentucky, and sort of boring places that are easy to get to.
But you're American vagabond.
I've been kind of airing out a bit. My body stunk.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I had to get it out of LA. But right now I'm in upstate New York, Kingston. Beautiful. The type of place that makes you feel really stupid for living in LA or New York City. I'll tell you that.
This time of year, too. My God.
It's cool. I'm uptown. They got cool. You could have a cool job here. You could go to cool places. But then also, hey, the other night I wanted to go to Woodstock to see a band. 10 minutes in the car, I'm in a mountain paradise. Yesterday, I want to go to Mohonk Mountain House and look at the view.
Mohonk or Hawk?
Mohonk.
Mohonk.
Honk. It's Mohonk.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Now Mohonks up here.
You know when it's because we're on the same coast now, so I can see it's. We're getting into the twilight hour. You open the door, you hear the crickets outside.
The crickets coming in.
The crickets are outside.
Hey, can me and my fellow crickets come in?
You got a ladybug.
We have fireflies, Latin bugs to our southern listeners. Here's a New York thing for you. I got a big, beautiful Airbnb. It's fantastic. I got the whole family over here. And my family was cooking dinner. I look in the fridge. You know what my dad's got in the fridge? I haven't opened the jar yet. But Mike, Sabret onion sauce. That stuff we were talking about.
Ooh,
you saw it in the jar, but you didn't buy it.
Well, buy
things
it.
Are different if you're David Kalpakis.
He buys the jar.
Hey, I haven't even seen the jar.
Jeff, I don't know where to start with you. Okay?
You know, they sell it in a bag, too.
Oh,
but
really?
I didn't want to get the bag.
A bag?
The bag. Sort of a Ziploc-y type of sealable bag of onion mush.
Nasty.
No thanks.
Well, it's now, nice when visiting the East Coast. You get all four seasons out there, which is nice.
Summer's peaking. I mean, hey, we were down in the Hamptons. We're
four
out
seasons,
there.
You get the
Montauk.
Temptations, all that doo-wop stuff.
Hey, me and Hanford saw the Winklevoss twins out in the Hamptons.
Yeah. Oh,
that
my God.
Was great.
They covered Rage Against the Machine. Come on,
we
now.
Covered Rage. They covered. They played some Pearl Jam, some Red Hot Chili Peppers. I think was their best stuff because it wasn't. It was less. It was just kind of like scat singing, you know.
Yeah, just really good.
It was good.
If you want to hear that real California rap, you come out to the Hamptons.
Yeah,
yeah, I'd see the
man. The Winklevosses singing "Rage Against the Machine" in the Hamptons is
it was
so.
Great. It was wonderful.
We really hammed it up. We were. I saw David Portnoy's house. I mean, come on, this was a Hamptons a thing going.
Tim
on.
Said Tim walked up. He said, "Review this," and he does a Walter White pizza toss up on the roof.
Gadoosh!
He Walter White'd the fucking thing. That's me on the street. He fucking Walter White'd the fucking thing.
You are Walter Whiting that pie, dude.
Our Uber driver's like, this is still running.
What? Yeah. You boys have any money? Now.
Now. And it was, I thought we had a deal. We were going to show you Portnoy's house. I don't know who he is.
I don't care.
We had an Uber driver. We were coming home from, we went to a bar on Montauk. And we were coming home in an Uber going down like the one street that goes through all of Long Island, it seemed, or the Hamptons. And, well, we hit some traffic, and our driver played the Miley Cyrus "Party in the USA" as some fireworks were going.
And he put on strobe party lights, and we were like, "Yeah,
disco light!" And it was like, "Awesome! This is great." We've all had a few. No, we had some.
This was our celebrity friends.
Yeah, and it was like we're all going nuts, and we're watching some fireworks out the front window. They start going off, so it's great. And like then it starts to get a little more trafficy, and he pulls off to a side street we think is going to be a shortcut. I'm sitting in the front, so I fist bumped him. I was like, yeah, it's great. And then we pull into this parking lot, which he thought was another cut through. It was not. It was because cops were leading traffic in this way because it is like deadlock traffic. Meanwhile, the song "Party in the USA" has ended, and he plays it again.
And
we're still
and you
okay.
know when he starts that song, it's like those chords. You know, and we're like, okay, weird.
So at this point, we like stop, and I got out, and we kind of watched the fireworks because we weren't going anywhere. And then we eventually got back in and moved, and he played "Party in the USA" 5 times in a row.
We were losing our fucking minds.
I looked back, and Jessica was like, had her fingers up to her temples, like looking down at the ground.
Yeah. And then I like also us all being too nice. Then I think Fran was like, "What else we got on the playlist?"
Yeah. After it ended, we were like, "What else we got?" And then we got out because the traffic was not going anywhere. So like, all right, we're just gonna step out here and we'll wait for a while. Waited 2 hours at this other bar with like a another cover band playing, and they played "Party in the USA."
Uh-huh. They did. That what a moment when I heard those first chords of that song. I'd be like, "Return to hell."
I think Although I was outside was at great. That point, just like sitting on a bench, like wanting to leave.
And, I love watching cover bands, man. They were great. That was a band called Hello Brooklyn. I loved them. Mm. I loved Mars Junction. I saw a guy the night before that too. Like, lots of people are just playing pop punk hits of the 90s right now, and it's so much more fun. Look, I love the mellow sounds of the 70s, but I don't think really need to hear Margaritaville out at a bar ever again. Mm. But now that it's sort of like you can expect to hear like, "Cause I'm in too deep."
Great.
It's a lot more fun.
Yeah. Man, I got to see some more cover bands. Hey, we were a cover band. How about that?
Yeah, but then we got too good at songwriting.
We veered away from
cover
that.
Bands can go on to great things.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we told the Winklevoss twins. We saw them in their tour bus. They had a huge tour bus out front.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
We went in their tour bus. And
it said Mars Junction on the side as if they were like huge rock stars.
No,
yeah. Yeah.
This and we saw them pull a 3-point turn in traffic.
The venue was really cool though. It was like a kind of a bar, a bunch of bars in this like little rock and roll place.
Sick.
Oh, Stephen Talkhouse.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
One other thing that relates to this podcast, I know that listeners enjoy content that relates to them. Mm. I was drinking because I thought it would be funny on Long Island to drink a lot of Long Island iced teas. I know people don't really drink them there, but I ordered them a lot. And at that other bar, the Melody Motel, where we saw the kids that played Party in the USA. Mm-hmm. Bartender made my Long Island, and the whole time I was like, I don't like making these. It's a bad drink.
Make but the fucking thing.
If you want it, I'll make it for you, but it's a real bad drink. And I said, well, I'm sort of funny.
I'm being winky about it.
I'm kind of a little Mr. Funny Man.
Oh, at that same bar, at the bar, they had bubble guns, you know, those like...
To shoot like a bunch the new of ones?
Not so, like, there are better ones than this, but they gave me one, and I asked for it. I was like, can I take this out for a little while? They're like, you got to bring it back. I said, okay. I went up to the front where the band was playing. I was bubbling. And Tim, what I thought Tim was shooting me, he was maybe doing some slow motion. It was really cool.
I thought it was good.
And we did the, you know, he pushed stop when he wanted to push play and play when he wanted to stop. I'm recording.
I've got a video of just like, yeah, my phone coming up from the floor and then back down to the floor.
And me going, was it cool?
And me being like, yes, yes, so fucking cool.
So fucking cool. I can't wait to post this.
Oh, and we also had fireball shots at one point. Okay, that's enough shit chat. We've got
And you're talking real deal fireball.
Yes. Out of a liquor bottle, not a little plastic bottle. It served in 8 packs.
All right. Let's tend to the latest in booze news.
Yes.
Tim?
Hit it.
Can we get married at the mall? Bim, bim. Bim, bim. Bim, bim. Bim, bim.
Bim, bim. Bim, bim. Bim, bim. Bim, bim.
Classic chord progression.
Ew.
Yeah.
Business. 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 Bip, 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 bip. Business. Little orgasms at the end there.
That's the end? Okay, great.
Seems so. That theme was sent to us by Alan Press. And if you have a Boost News theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
I got some news before you get into anything, Tim. I just turned down my input volume. I think I was peaking like crazy. So the audience probably thinks, oh, Mike stepped away from his mic. No, no. I've turned down the input volume.
Now, Jeff, the editor of the podcast, is that going to be a problem for you that he turned it down mid-pod?
Now, Tim, that's a great question. You sound good to me, Mike.
Thank you.
We'll be fine.
I could just see the volume bars were shooting off to the edge.
Yeah.
Of my quick time record. Oh, my God. This is so inside baseball. It makes me sick.
Well, speaking of shooting off to the edge, let's shoot off to the edge of sanity with... today's booze news article, this sent to us by the Kanger on the Discord, from the takeout.com blog. Vegetable cocktails are the new impossibly cool bar order. And that links to an article in Bloomberg. London's latest drink craze is the vegetable martini. Now, there's a lot of talk in these articles about everybody knows about, you know, martinis can have olives.
I mean, can I just jump in and say, like, how different is this than a Bloody Mary?
Ooh.
Well, a Bloody Mary is certainly the most famous of the veggie cocktails, but what we got here is people are making tomato martinis. So it's a martini, but it's got, like, a little bit of, hey.
It's like V8 and vodka?
Sort of earthy taste.
No. It's more like, remember, I had something like this. Remember at Cantiki in Glendale? I got a dirty tomato martini, and it's sort of like pickled tomato. It's like the juice from a pickled tomato jar or something. But then also, I went to Bestia, and I got like a snow pea, like a blended snow pea cocktail that tastes like a garden. I've definitely noticed these things going on. But we're not talking Bloody Mary. We're talking about like martinis that are getting other vegetables involved.
Interesting.
And they're like thick and blended?
No. These are elegant cucumber martinis.
So it's more about the garnish and like a little bit of a drip of a sauce.
I think it's that earthy taste.
It's an earthy taste. And like the way that you're using that olive or the olive juice, now we're getting celery and avocado.
Gotcha.
All that stuff in the mix.
I'd like to try some of these.
I like any opportunity to have a savory drink. I've said before, I'll say it again. Why are all the drinks sweet, folks? Get your bullshots out, you know?
And hey, you know, we already decided on the blowout that the best vegetable is the potato.
Right.
You know, a lot of vodka can come from potatoes. I want to see
I have some
a martini that you squeeze a little potato juice on top.
Yeah, put and a have fucking a wedge chip of, on the of edge.
A chip on top.
Then there's a chip in it.
A ruffle.
I've had potato. I had like Polish potato vodka and it didn't taste potato-y at all. But remember last winter, Arby's put out the crinkle cut. We couldn't get our hands on the bottle. I guess we aren't as VIP as we think we are. But I like the potato.
I feel like I go to Arby's a lot.
You are our Arby's champion.
I love Arby's.
You do ramp Arby's.
Mike, you might be the only person. I don't think Arby's is bad, but if I do go there, I'm not really just probably
I'm the only one there.
I'll say this. I know In-N-Out people. I know McDonald's people. You're the only, the one and only person who's an Arby's guy.
I don't know a single other person that said to me, Arby's?
Want to get the roundup?
You can go wherever you want. I'm going to Arby's. It's that sauce. Ooh, that sauce.
The horsey sauce or the cheese sauce?
A little of both.
You bad boy.
The horsey sauce, the barbecue sauce they got there. Ooh, woo.
Okay, another thing I wanted to mention. Oh, wait, a final note on the veggie cocktails. It's reminding me that, you know, contest winner and correction issuer Neil Campbell told us he's seen a couple of cocktails with olive oil in them recently. So we're keeping our eyes on that.
Good thing about that, Kanger brought that in. That's good on him. I had heard about this trend, and I forgot to look it up and bring it in. So thank you, Kanger, for picking up the slack on my end.
I love it when the slopheads over on the Discord are helping me out. Speaking of, I love seeing things we've talked about on the pod making their way out into the world more. You know, we talked about how the spaghetti was from Baltimore, but you're seeing it more. The other night, I'm here in Kingston at Stockade, a very good, fancy cocktail bar that makes pre-prohibition kind of cocktails. But then on their specials menu, spaghetti.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
They get it.
How'd they spell it?
They spell it with an H.
Yeah.
Do they put it in a different glass or keep it in a highlight?
They did it in the bottle. And then Slopheads, Dan Padley and... Slophead power couple Jesse and Neil were in Omaha, and they sent me this thing. They're at Bartender's Handshake in Des Moines. Wait, where's Des Moines? That's not Omaha.
Iowa.
There you go. They were at this bar and they saw a drink called Lake Water that was a Miller High Life Pony with Beefeater gin in it. So I'm not the only one experimenting with putting new liquids into the.
I like Beefeater. When I get a martini. Wow. I know it's not the most fancy gin, but I kind of say, hey, put some Beefeater in if you got it.
Mike, when I was at Mohonk yesterday, I got a Tom Collins with Beefeater.
Nice. Get beefy with it. Nah. Keep my wife's name out your mouth.
And that wraps up booze news.
I've got something to add to
booze. Unwrap it.
No, wait. This is bad. This was bad timing. You're talking about glasses and how things are served. I went to this bar a couple nights ago. And it was right before I saw the movie Black Box. No, Black Telephone. Oh, Black
I saw
Phone.
That. The Black Phone. Telephone.
Yeah, yeah. Not my favorite movie. Yes. Doing a little Jeff Goldblum. Oh, not my favorite movie. Yes. But that's not the point. Before I went to the movie, I went to this little speakeasy-ish bar on the east side. I forget what it was called. But it was like you go downstairs and you're in basically like a trash alley and then get into this back area. And nice little room. But they served all the drinks in like little kind of like tea coffee cups kind of. And it was like a martini. I got a martini and it came in that. And I was like,
a mug?
Sucks. Right, a mug, but a little more like beveled, let's say.
At Stockade, I had a Philadelphia Fish House Punch and it was in a teacup.
I don't like this.
Let's not go down this teacup road.
I don't like having my finger in the little hole. It feels
the little crook.
Yep. And I want a martini glass, please.
Yeah. I want to circle back to something. You mentioned you were in a trash alley.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Donald Trump's presidency was a whole trash alley.
Ooh, dumpster fire.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I think that's right, what people are saying. Trump, yeah. A Trumpster fire, they should say.
Maybe they're saying a Trumpster hired me. Like, if you're Scaramucci, there was a Trumpster hire.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Mm. Mm. Well, I'll have to go back to the Twitter feed and see what people are saying.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Hmm.
Jeff, okay, well, I think I've...
That's it for Booze News.
I'm guessing that's from a Nintendo game?
Yes.
Okay. I think it's from Mario, some type of Mario 2.
It's from Zelda 1.
Zelda.
Yeah.
Zelda,
yeah.
The game of Link.
Yep. Yes.
Zelda is not the main player in that.
Correct.
Zelda is the princess.
Yep. You're playing as Link.
You're Link. Stinky Link.
Stinky Link, they call him.
Hey, what'd you do in the bathroom there, Link? Ooh, I laid out a stinky Link.
Is that a level of the video game?
That's why I don't play it.
Lay down your stinkiest Link.
Well, that just leaves the drink of the day, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Did or done.
Today we're talking about one of the, it's an old drink. It's not on the IBA.
What?
This thing is ancient. It's derived from the old-fashioned, or the Manhattan, even, let's say. Today we're talking about the Monte Carlo. You've had?
No.
I've not had, I've not heard.
I've had a Monte Cristo sandwich. I should say I've seen someone eat a Monte Cristo sandwich.
I saw someone eat, Mike, on Saturday morning.
You someone eating a sandwich,
you don't get to say.
I also have never eaten a Monte Cristo. I always see it. It's a deep fried ham sandwich. You're like, I gotta get that. But I've never remembered to order it.
It was my friend in college. I went to visit my friend in college.
It was your friend in college. I saw a guy 2 days ago. Here, you're talking about Toronto?
No, this was in, where the hell was he? Maybe
Harvard,
Cortland,
probably?
We were?
Were you in Cambridge, Mass, maybe?
Yeah. But anyway, it was his friend who ate one, and his nickname, he was a big guy, they called him Big Country.
That's pretty
good. I've heard of people called Big Country.
Yeah, well, he was one of them, and he ate a deep fried ham sandwich. Jeff! Oh, we've derailed this too much.
Anyone else see anything they want to report before we keep talking about the drink?
It was Monte Cristo sandwiches.
I saw two frogs this weekend.
Right on.
What did you see?
Two frogs.
Shit. Were they getting nasty?
Well, they were saying, hey, ribbit. Ribbit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Budweiser.
Okay.
Okay, wrap up booze news. Let's go.
Yes, this is an old one. We talked about how the old-fashioned is called the old-fashioned because it's like one of the first cocktails, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make it the old-fashioned way. I tell that story so many times when I'm hanging out with people, they love it.
They love it.
Now, do people, when you're telling that story, the people you're talking to, they have their eyes closed and they're doing kind of like a...
Honk-shoe.
No. They are rolling their eyes a lot. You've told us this before. You've told us.
Sir.
You need to shut up.
So this is one that... it doesn't have an origin.
Jeff, can I tell you something?
Not a lot of them do.
Yeah.
I know the origin. I'll guess it.
This one first appeared, so they say, in 1948 in David Embury's The Fine Art of Mixing Drinks. But then another one said 1937 in Gale and Marco's The How and When.
Gale. I believe that one because Gale's involved.
Because it's Gale. This is a, it used to be called a scaffa or a scaffa. Which is a kind of an Italian word, meaning a mixed libation that was not chilled and did not use ice. However, most modern iterations do use ice.
Good.
Scaffa may have been derived from the Italian for cupboard, suggesting that the drinks went from cupboard to glass to belly.
Ooh, I like this. Scaffa.
And out dick.
Glons.
Launching from glons, yes.
Here's how you make it. 2 ounces of rye whiskey, preferably stiff. We're talking 100 proof if you have it.
Woo!
1/2 ounce of Benedictine DOM.
Yeah, I got that.
1 dash Angostura bitters.
Got that too.
You will find yourself combining the ingredients in a mixing glass with ice and stirring, straining into an old-fashioned glass with a block of ice.
Ooh, nice.
Garnish? with a lemon zest.
Ah, shit, I don't have that.
Now, a lot of them don't call for lemon zest, so that is truly optional. And this is a flexible drink, guys. You can dial things up or down. In fact, a lot of people say, don't use so much Benedictine because it's so sweet.
Oh, here's my question, Jeffy.
Mm-hmm.
Could I use... I only have like whiskey, like a...
Like a rye?
Jim Beam, I think. Mm. I know. Okay. It's not rye. But I'm gonna play the dumb palate here.
You'll be fine.
Just assume it's all the same.
Could you have any rye bread? You could dunk a little bread in it.
Stop.
Wouldn't mind a rye bread. A little pastrami.
Well, there was the marble rye on Seinfeld, but continue.
Oh, God. Those two got up to some caper in that one, didn't they?
Yeah, Mickey and Kramer.
That was the one. Oh, it doesn't matter. Jeff.
That was Manhands.
Yes.
Could I use a scotch whiskey? Too much.
Yeah, I no, would say I think you could use a scotch.
Because a scotch is
do
like...
Do you have bourbon? Like, if you have Jim Beam, that's maybe closer.
Yeah, I have Jim Beam. I'll use that then.
I mean, round two, scotch it up.
Jeff, how did this drink come across your desk?
Well, our buddy Brett Butler texted me about it.
I love it.
And look, a lot of friends text me like, oh, you should try this one.
Friends.
But Brett alerted us to the New York shrub, so.
Ooh.
Copy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good dude. Let me tell you, here's my theory. I think that this is a Manhattan with Benedictine instead of sweet vermouth. Red vermouth.
Ooh, yeah.
Good. And Benedictine is French, made by French monks. It's France. Monte Carlo is on the French Riviera. I don't think it's actually technically in France. It might be in like Monaco or something weird.
Yes.
But it's like the fun casino gambling spot on the French Riviera. So I'm guessing this drink is just like from New York, but like whoever came up with it was like, it's a Manhattan, but I put this French, I don't even know if Benedictine is popular in France, but they're kind of being like, what's a French name for this thing? And then it's just kind of funny to say Monte Carlo. I'm not funny, but cool. It's like the gambling town.
Yeah, it's just like, this is sort of like the international man's version of the Manhattan.
That's what I think went down.
I found out that Benedictine, that's just like a marketing thing. It's not actually made by the monks. It was made by like a wine merchant named Alexandre Le Grand.
They're stealing valor from the Carthusian monks that make chartreuse.
Mm-hmm. And the DOM on the front. Tim, relax,
buddy. I need to lay down for a second.
The DOM stands for Deo Optimo Maximo, to God most good, most great.
Oh, I thought it was DOM because the three of us are doms in the bedroom.
Doms, yes. The three of us?
Yeah, you know,
well,
the three
Jeff,
of us.
You got your dom and you got your sub.
You can't have three doms, Tim.
but that's what the problem. Everyone always asks us, how come you guys aren't a throuple? We say, well, we tried one time. We all showed up with whips, trying to whip each other.
Just a no whipping sub. Circle. We all whipped each other around.
We all were just whipping out into the air, no one to get spanked.
But DOM was a dedication used by Benedictine monks in the beginning of their documents. And it's a marketing ploy.
Wow.
Not actually made by Benedictine monks, but it sold the stuff, didn't it?
Yeah, it certainly sold it on me. What did we use this Benedictine Dom for?
Right, because I have some and I don't know where it came from.
Yeah.
God, that's going to kill me. What is that in? It's something that had a lot of other ingredients.
Is it like a tiki?
I mean, you know, of course I want to guess zombie, but no, I don't think it was. I think it was...
Yeah,
oh, that fucking kills me. But I'll tell you what kills me even more is me being on vacation in Kingston, knowing I've got a bottle of this fucking shit in LA, I had to go to a liquor store and buy another $40 bottle of it today.
No, no.
Now I got one on each coast, you're telling me?
No, that's good, though, because you're going to want those 27 spices wherever you can grab them.
But now like, I'm going to be forced, all my friends here are going to have to just be drinking Benedictine neat for the rest of the trip. Fuck that. And quite frankly, fuck everything. I did get a good rye. I got a local rye I'm excited about. And if I have leftover Angostura, I'm going to make fucking Trinidad sours.
Now, are you, Tim, are you near Rye, New York?
No.
It's a little more Westchester County area?
That's south of me. I know I've never been there, but I know that the Rangers practice in Rome.
Westchester County. That's where Xavier's school is. But anyway,
but seriously, folks, moving on.
Hey, Benedictine was in the Singapore Sling.
There you go.
Yes. Yes, yes.
And you can. We had to use a quarter of an ounce. So you bought the bottle for a quarter of an ounce.
It's fucking full. I remember it being good, but it has that kind of generic taste of liqueurs, not unlike, you know, like chartreuse or that like that Amaro and Nono. Nono.
Amaro Nonino.
Nonino. You know, they taste good, but you're like, yeah, it's like, it's if it's not going to have a black licorice taste, it's the other taste. It's sort of like mainly, it's like sugar with a little bit of a flower petal at the end.
Ooh. Yeah. It reminds me of Dr. Pepper also. Like anything that's like, hey, it's 27 different flavors. Benedictine says it's 27 different flowers, herbs, berries, roots, and spices.
Dang. Wow.
There's probably a nut in there too.
Yeah, well, there's three nuts on my fucking Zencaster right now.
That's enough of that.
Okay.
What enough?
That's, you bite your tongue.
I've had it.
All right, folks, why don't we go make these drinks and we'll see you back here after the ads.
Great.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest. Have a great time.
Calling all slopheads.
Kidding, of course. But on a serious note, folks, this is Cal Piquet. What is up? Just want to let you know that on August 4th, 2022, the Sloppy Boys are going to be playing at the Lodge Room in Highland Park, Los Angeles, California. It's going to be Matt Gourley's band Townland, then us, and then Don't Stop or We'll Die. We're talking Paul Rust, Mike Cassidy, Tony Thaxton, Amin Zarukian. The Lodge Room is a cool old venue. We've been looking forward to playing there forever. This night's going to rock, so come on out and have a good time.
And we're back. See, I'm not sure. I'm trying not to do the Jimmy Fallon and we're back.
I think that you own it now. I watched the Tonight Show last night and he didn't do it.
No, I mean like the SNL, like remember he was in that sketch where he's like,
yeah,
he was back.
He was like the morning radio guy.
I remember, I'm a comedy historian.
Yeah.
You're from
yeah.
the same town as him, Tim.
Yeah.
Socrates, right near Kingston where I am right now, folks.
Socrates or Socrates?
Soccer teams.
Right on. Well, here we are with our, what do you call these again? Here we are with our Monte Carlos.
Whoa.
How many sips of that Benedictine Dom did you have?
I took a little sip. Come on. it's good. I liked it.
I stole sips. Delicious. I also stole sips of my rye and it was delicious. Ooh. This is going to be a good drink.
What'd you use for your rye?
Hudson, New York rye. No, local whiskey.
Elijah Craig over here.
Bye, Miss American Pie. Oh, shimmy to the levee.
Okay, first sips.
You know, when you sing that, you remind me of Don McLean.
Ooh, Don Henry. Who's Don Henry?
Sips or what?
Yeah, I took mine.
Oh, nobody?
I'm going to look up Don Henry after this sip.
I went to high school with Kevin Henry. Are you thinking of that?
Guys,
ooh,
you're killing me.
Oh, is this bad podcasting?
It's not great. Oh,
all right, we have to record these and release them.
There's not people listening to this shit, is there? Okay, well, I like this, and I'll say to those who warned you, Jeff, to go easy on the Benedictine, that's not a... Don't worry about it.
They're wrong.
There's no sugar. There's no sugar in this drink. This drink's not sweet at all. It's delicious. All I'm tasting is a mellowed out rye.
Hmm. This is, this has hints of the Manhattan in it. Yes, yes. But,
yes, it is true.
But I like that. I don't like Manhattans, and I am enjoying this thus far.
You don't like Manhattans?
No, no, no.
But an old fashioned, you wouldn't kick an old fashioned out of bed, would you?
I don't bring drinks to bed, Jeff. I'm very spilly.
But you prefer it to a Manhattan?
Like old-fashioned to Manhattan? Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I made myself a very bad Manhattan in our Manhattan episode, and since then have had several good Manhattans. Right? But this is nice and bright and light.
This is like got that that like warm your whole chest up thing.
Yeah.
You know, you take one sip and you're like, oh, I don't need to like get to the next sip just for a second.
I'm going to enjoy that one for a minute.
Yeah, it's a long time.
I have that same thing where I took a sip and I noticed my next sip on my Google Calendar was coming up pretty soon and I moved the meeting. I pushed it back a few seconds.
Who will be attending my lips, teeth, tongue, and gums?
Mike, just say mouth.
All right. I like to try. I'm trying to be more poetic these days.
Oh, boy. Well, don't use this as your fucking guinea pigs.
I never used these, but I had like one of those big, I've got a ice tray that makes six big like square ice cubes. And
those
I
rule.
Never really used them. I had one that had like the circular ones, but I can never get the thing to seal correctly. So it was always like half ice cube.
Oh, you're talking about the circle version?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same.
They're very difficult.
I was singing Kiss from a Rose the other day, but I just couldn't seal correctly.
You couldn't seal correctly?
Yeah.
Sing like Seal correctly.
Yeah.
You know, Seal, I...
Now, Jeff, is that good podcasting?
It's better.
Let me know when I hit the level. he likes it.
You know,
it is
good podcasting. The Seal Bach quiz from our Seal Bach episode. And that, I learned that old Seal himself wanted to throw that song in the garbage.
Yeah, in the
trash.
But
somebody said, no, no. We need it for Batman.
In the rubbish,
movie.
Probably.
No, we need it for Batman.
He needs my help? No, we just need it for the movie.
Oh, okay.
But does Batman know? Yeah, Batman.
Yeah,
knows.
He knows.
He knows who wrote it?
Hey, you know what what else I heard? A song came on that I was like, I know this song. Paula Abdul. God, what's the song?
Two steps forward, I take two steps back. Oh, keep going, Jeff. I know that. Straight up now, tell me, do you want to be you and me forever?
Oh.
That's a good karaoke song. I might put that in the mix.
That was one that everyone hated, and she liked. She was like, no, Straight Up's going to be a hit. Oh. Her mom thought the demo was laughably bad. And if you listen to it, the verses are terrible.
You mean lyrically?
What are they saying? I can't think of it.
The meter is all off. It just sounds awful. Anyway.
You've got to have proper meter if you sing a song. Jeff, you know what? You gotta chill, dude.
No.
You need to relax and follow your fucking soul for once, not your
brain.
When
it comes to people like, you know, Paula, me, Jeff, you just don't get it.
Remember her opposites subtract, or opposites attract, for the longest time, when I was a kid, I thought there was opposites subtract.
Opposites subtract.
She did a song, a music video, where she danced with an animated cat. And I think the cat maybe had a verse that he
did.
Sang
he did. He had a rap.
Oh, cool.
That's a pretty big feature. A cat. Mr. Meow.
MC Scat Cat is an animated cat character who appeared in Paul Abdul. I don't know if he has any other work.
Sad.
The whole time I was watching that video as a kid, I'd be like, how are they gonna... But he's made of ink and paper. I don't think he can...
Well, that's good, because Paula is not made of ink and paper, so they attract.
Right, but I don't think... What I was getting at is, how are they gonna make love, Jeff?
Oh,
Because I thought eventually that's where the relationship was gonna go.
Oh, hey. No, Scat Cat has an album in 1991.
Oh, wow.
With 12 tracks on it.
Oh, Jesus. My God.
I wonder who Scat Cat really was.
Yeah, really.
That'd be so funny if it was an artist who was trying to make it, and he's like, oh, shit, I guess I can just put my stuff out as Scat Cat because I was in that video.
Damn. It's sort of like a Gorillaz attempt, it seems like.
I was going to say something. Oh, I was going to change the subject, but that's okay.
Sure.
Yeah, speaking of older media, I was on Hulu the other day, and I realized that Hulu, I have Stars in my like Hulu package or whatever, and part of the show Party Down is on there.
Yeah.
And I watched an episode at random because it was just on, but I went back today and I started watching season one, episode one. It's great. If you haven't seen that show, folks, watch it. It's very good.
It's very ahead of its time.
Mm-hmm. It's everyone's funny in it, and it's low. It's like one of those good comedy shows that's just like low production value, easy idea. All the episodes take place at like, it's about a catering company, and each episode takes place at like a different catering event.
Yeah, you know,
it's wonderful.
That's like the sort of premise that I feel like people think is a good idea, but doesn't really work. Like every episode is a different blank.
Right, like my name is Earl.
Like quickly when you find out, like when you work on television, that like no, people like to return to the same thing that was good about the last episode. They like, they don't want a different X every episode. But Party Down does it like really well.
Yeah, I mean it the show wasn't popular and it got canceled after two seasons, but you know, maybe the
lot of shows are good after two seasons.
Are good after
the third season that never happened.
They seemed like a fun show to make because I heard that they would just have like, you know, 4 days at each place. So it's like, well, we're shooting at the boat or we're shooting at this wedding venue. So they just like the trucks roll up, they set up the lights and they just shot for 4 days at one location.
I had heard, to get technical, that the lighting was just like one of those big orb lights at the top and they hang up in the middle of the room.
China ball.
And that was it. Like I'm sure they shot fast and had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, all they had to wear was, they just had to remember the pink bow ties.
Costumes were all the same.
That was always the last thing they'd be ready to shoot. They go, oh, Oh, the big bubble will die. The entire cast. Let me ask you guys this. You might recall that this episode was stated to be Riviera stylies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that that refers to probably the French Riviera of where Monte Carlo is. I want to ask you guys, because we're three untraveled guys. Comes up quite a bit. I've been to France, but only just Paris, never Riviera. But when you guys think of the French Riviera, I was thinking of it today. And the thing that I'm like, oh, I know the French Riviera because of this thing. It's a dumb thing, and it might be the same for you guys. Do you have any, when you think of the French Riviera,
I think of a black void.
And you're picturing it right now?
Yeah. I can't think of anything.
And as much, even those contacts was like French and Riviera, do you put those together, just black?
It's just nothing. I get nothing.
It's sad.
For me, the French Riviera is like a thing out of the 60s. It's like a vacation spot for wealthy people. Maybe you come upon it in a book. a James Bond book.
Yeah. While I thought you guys maybe would think of what I think of, which is the film Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Which is never seen.
Goofball 80s comedy where they're like scammers. They're trying to like trick like older lonely women out of their fortunes and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're sort of like, they're like riding on the train from like casino town to casino town. But then also I want to say that terrible Jackie Chan movie that we watched, The Tuxedo, when we were celebrating our one year of the podcast and we wanted to watch the fanciest movie we could think of.
was it around then?
Oh, maybe it was our 100th episode or something like that.
Oh yeah, we're like, we'll do the Tuxedo, the drink, and the Tuxedo movie.
Well, no, because we haven't done our 100th yet, have we? No, that's not coming yet.
Coming up.
We should rewatch the Tuxedo. but that, I think that when he was being like a fancy guy and getting like tossed around a roulette table or whatever happened to him, that was probably Monte Carlo.
Now, before Tim, I'm looking at a map here. You said it's close to Morocco. I think you meant Monaco. Did you say Monaco or Morocco?
I definitely meant to say Monaco, but
Monaco. That's part of the French Riviera, I believe.
Monaco is like one of those weird like city, state, municipality, whatever it is. It's not a country, but it's right there, isn't it?
Monte Carlo and Monaco and everything. There's like, it makes me think of like Grand Prix racing. I think there's a big Grand Prix race there with like the Formula One cars.
Yeah,
and rich people show up in yachts and watch. Yeah, yeah, maybe. But these cars, Tim, from what I gather, mighty fast.
There was a De Niro movie called Ronin where he's racing around the streets of Nice in a car chase and that.
That sounds pretty nice.
It's interesting. There's a town called Nice, but then there's a car called Nissan.
Yeah. I have never heard of that brand of car, but yeah, I'll take your word for it.
Mm. Hey, you guys remember Saturn? That was a weird car.
Oh yeah.
Do they make those anymore?
My parents had a Saturn.
I feel like it was a Chrysler offshoot or something.
I think they were supposed to be like eco-friendly or recyclable.
It always made me think like the bumpers were like rubber or something.
They were plastic.
They were all plastic cars.
Well,
let's buy one.
What do you think of the drink, folks?
Delicious.
I'm liking it. I'm into it.
I mean, the rye I use is 94 proof, which they tell you to use a high proof to counteract the Benedictine.
My rye is one proof, the highest I can find.
Wait, what do you mean to counteract the taste or the...
Just like they want you to start with like a nice stiff base so that when you put in that Benedictine, you're not making a little sweet treat.
Who's worried about this Benedictine, man? We like sweet drinks here on the pod.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you, when I found my Benedictine and I noticed the crystallized sugar all around the room, I said, I'm going to like this.
Yeah. I know. I had a tough time opening mine. It looked like it was it's still kind of sealed. I was like, damn it. I was like, oh, have I even used this stuff? The fuck do I have a new Benedictine for?
Would you change anything? If you look in the mirror, would you change anything?
I mean, you could change a lot, but really what you're having here is kind of like a nice rye on the rocks. And if you like that, you're happy already, you know?
Hmm.
Yeah, it's tough. To change anything, you'd be changing. You make a new drink.
You would.
Did you guys express your lemon zests?
No lemon for me.
Oh.
Ooh.
None. Didn't have it. Didn't have it in the pantry.
Ah.
Yeah, I tried to express, but my lemons were kind of old, so I was like, I was really squeezing it, and it was like...
Little clouds of dust shooting
out. Not a lot coming out.
I hear that, brother.
You leave it on the counter, it's just like quivering. It's like
just air coming out of it. Anymore.
Why did you do that to me? Of all people, me. Your twist.
I would see... Mike, I like the idea of doing this with a scotch.
Damn.
In fact, I might do it for round two.
Should we do round two right now?
You know, I think we should.
Mm.
Tim, what do you say?
I think that would be fantastic. I love the idea. It's fabulous.
You guys want to meet up here after the ads?
I might stick around and listen to the ads. You guys go ahead.
Okay, cool. I'm not going to listen to the ads because I pay for Patreon.
Oh.
I am a Patreon subscriber to the Sloppy Boys Blowout.
So you're getting all the bonus content.
Mm-hmm. And it's worth every penny. I wish all my friends would do it.
Do you listen to Questions for Lennon and all this stuff?
Of course I do. Of course. And this week's guest was Neil Campbell. So we're having a fun time with that.
Nice.
The corrector.
Yeah. And also you're probably enjoying... Oh, of course you're enjoying ad-free episodes.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Folks, we'll see you back here in... a little bit.
Great.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
And we're back with round two, Monte Carlo.
Guys,
I did a little scotch. Well, go ahead, Tim. You got some.
I have to get something off my chest.
Uh-oh.
I fucked up my first... You know how you get... I've been saying, this isn't sweet at all. I don't taste the Benedictine. It just tastes like rye.
Yeah.
I'm at my fucking Airbnb. I don't even know if you can hear it. My whole family's in the room like having a jolly good time. It sounds like fucking Fezziwigs over there.
What are they doing?
They're just like kind of partying and having a blast. We did a big kind of buffet pierogi night.
Oh, nice.
And so when I ducked in there to make my round one, they were all, Timmy, why? What'd you do? And I'm saying, hey, hold on. I'm doing my fucking thing. And I'm talking to them. They're like, you're doing the pod? I'm like, yeah, I'm doing the pod. And I had Googled half an ounce of Benedictine. I said, how many teaspoons is that? And it's 3 teaspoons. I'm an Airbnb. I didn't have my jiggers. I
mean, yes.
Yeah. I'm talking to the fucking family and everything. I only pour 1 teaspoon into my drink the first time instead of 3. So I walked back in there and my sister's boyfriend is like, how are you guys liking that drink on the pod? Because I just made myself one and I hate it. I was like, you hate it? And he's like, it's way too sweet. And I was like, mine's not sweet at all. And then it hits me. I fucked up. So now I have an official correctly made one. So to anyone else who thought maybe Timmy was a little too, has too much of a sweet tooth.
Mm. You don't want people thinking that. No, this is a, of course, you want to issue a correction.
Well, I want people to think of me as a podcaster. I'm kind of like a Joe Rogan type. I'm kind of a masculine guy. Mm-hmm. And I don't want everyone thinking that I drink sweet drinks. It's sort of a feminine quality.
All right. Well, take that sip and report. Report your feelings.
Entirely different than what I've been having. Viscous, right? Thicker. Syrupy.
Yeah.
I still like it.
Me too.
I still think it's delicious. But I was fully drinking just a rye on the rocks before.
You know what? Get that fucking boyfriend in here. He's got some explaining to do.
Let's make him an example of this guy.
Yeah, I don't feel like this is a sweet drink, but I met your sister's boyfriend. I know, but I'm not going to call him out on the pod by name because I don't want him to get the hate
don't
mail.
Don't dox him. Don't dox him. But
I'm not going to do that, but...
you know what, guys? This tastes like a fucking rusty nail. Remember the scotch with the fucking Drambuie? Yeah.
Drambuie! Yeah, how could I forget, Tim? That was good. That was good. Yeah,
I mean, a good song will do that to you.
Hey, speaking of that, I got the scotch and the Benedictine ready to rock. Right here. Here we go.
There you go.
Different.
Mm.
Scotchier.
Oh, I can see. That must be the scotch. That must be the scotch.
You know, because I took out the 2 ounces of the rye and I put in the 2 ounces of the scotch.
Mm. Oh, that makes sense.
I don't know why I think those are like replaceable. I guess rye is stinky and scotch is stinky and they're both brown.
Stanky.
I mean, they're both kind of like these like brighter tastes than bourbon, but... Scotch is a different beast.
It is very different. It's like a whole different region.
There you go. I mean, Scotland, for example.
Yeah.
This definitely doesn't taste French. I mean, it got Frencher as they made it sweeter, but, you know, like, it doesn't taste like a French thing to drink, doesn't it?
Yeah, the French Riviera reminds me of, like, Casablanca, even though that was Morocco, right?
Well, interesting, though, when I said Monaco earlier, Mike thought I said Morocco.
Oh, fuck. Well,
you know, I have never seen that movie. Blowout!
Blowout! Ding, ding, ding.
You joke, but it's a great drinking movie. It is. It's a good movie, but it's got like...
Were you joking, Mike?
I didn't joke. I'd never seen it.
Yeah, I think he was. He's coming at you straight as an arrow, too.
Serious.
Well, the French 75 features heavily in the movie. There's a lot of booze in that movie. It's a very fun kind of like bar. The whole thing takes place at Bogey's, you know?
Yeah. Wait, isn't...
yeah.
Barely interested.
That is a good bar movie.
No, because I was thinking about, who's the actor in it?
Bogey.
Bogey. Yeah, that's Humphrey Bogart.
Humphrey Bogart. So he's at a place called Bogey's?
No, he's at a place called Rick's, but I said Bogey's because once you're Bogey, you're...
I see.
Bogey used to really just...
This is the start of a beautiful relationship. Yeah, that's the movie.
Bogey's your family.
That's the
fucking movie. Yeah, if you're Bogey's, you're at
Sam,
Bogey's.
I love the song you always play, Sam.
Sammy boy, I love ya.
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't need to see it.
Well,
I don't think I'll ever see it.
How do you feel?
I feel sad that I kind of pulled a Hanford and made the drink wrong, and now I'm going to be the fucking laughingstock of the internet for a week.
We're trying to get away from that phrase, but yeah.
Hanford did the drink, or
yeah, I pulled a Hanford. We're trying to make Hanford a positive thing.
Yeah.
You want it to be more like Kelpakist, where it's like you knocked it out of the park. Oh man! Oh, I Kelpakist that. Oh. What do you mean? Like, hey, you just hit a grand slam in Game 7 in the World Series. Oh, I Kelpakist it.
You're mad about that? I wish I played for the other team. I'll give you my final thoughts, Jeff, if that's what you're coyly asking for. This is an order again for me. Is it off a classic? No. But I will do this again.
Yep. I'm right there with you. You know, not every drink can be a Stone Cold classic, and it's not a strike against.
Mm-hmm.
It's mainly because it's because of the Benedictine, which is good, but you're not going to have that around. You're not going to go to a friend's house and be like, hey, I got enough to make a Monte Carlo. But yeah. It's an order again. I would do this anytime.
I'm having an existential crisis because I like this, but I liked it more with less Benedictine, which means I would rather drink just a rye on the rocks than a fancy cocktail. Here I am, a podcaster with a cocktail podcast, realizing all I want to just do is not drink cocktails.
Only in this one case, Tim.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, Tim wants rye on the rocks.
Yes, yes.
Speaking of which, this feels like, I meant to say this earlier, much earlier. This feels like a nice Christmas time drink.
Oh,
yes.
Speaking of Fezziwigs and the whole thing.
And it also tastes like the drink of the summer.
No.
I was just seeing how that might go down. Yeah, it doesn't sound like the drink of the summer.
Not as smooth as the last sip of my Monte Cristo.
Hey, pour it all into a Topo Chico and that's the drink of the summer. Go
ahead. Hey, is it too early to say drink of the summer? Can we call it?
Yes.
I'm already calling the winter drink. Like
we're announcing Christmas it on Labor Day. Oh my God.
You know what that sound means? It means the podcast is over.
Hey, no, that's, you do that on the blowout. I say when this is over.
Jeff, you're peaking, my friend. You are peaking.
Mike would never peak if he were hosting.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these episodes ahead of time. Never gets easy that way. And check us out on Patreon for that bonus content, The Sloppy Boys Blowout, where we talk about the best vegetable and just
run a mile.
You're not really selling this show. I don't
know. Hey, and you know, sometimes we do a best flower.
It's hosted by me, and it's a lot of fun. You're not going to get this type of rambly, bambly, whatever Jeff's up to.
What?
And he's definitely not going to tell his co-host he's doing bad podcasting.
Oh, hey.
Well, there's nothing wrong with doing bad podcasts.
That's true. Most podcasts are bad.
That's true. I mean, think about it.
This might be one.
I mean, I'm kind of struggling to think of a good podcast at the moment.
Yeah,
Serial season 1 was good. Check that out.
And if you're done with podcasts, maybe go on over to Hulu Stars channel and watch Party Down.
Now, did they do the comeback yet? Did that happen? Party Down?
I don't think so.
Reunion. All the shows are doing reunions.
Yeah, I might do it.
Think about it. Friends?
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. The After Party?
Right.
That is a reunion. They came from a reunion.
Okay.
The After Party was that reunion. I'm being a little cheeky, a little fun for people who have seen that.
I don't get it, but... I haven't seen it. Just so you know, I haven't seen it, so like you're not being fun for me.
Am I still being cheeky?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not fun, but it's cheeky.
And luckily, I love cheekiness. That's great.
Folks, we're going to get out of here. But why don't we all meet back up here same time next week?
It could be awesome for me.
Okay. I'll leave you with this. You can be cheeky without being fun, but you can't be fun without being cheeky.
Interesting.
I'm not sure if that...
I'll leave you with this. Check me out online at Tim Kelpagas. All the latest comedy stuff is going down.
I've seen some of your tweets. They're thinkers. And
a lot of bangers. Banger-ass tweets.
Yeah, viral. I saw you go viral a few times.
Yeah, it'll happen.
I've seen it.
And I'll leave you with this. Bye, folks.
Oh, right on my edge.